Blackstone Audio presents The Letter of Mark by Patrick O'Brien. Chapter 1. Ever since Jack Aubrey had been dismissed from the service, ever since his name with its now meaningless seniority had been struck off the list of post-captains, it had seemed to him that he was living in a radically different world. Everything was perfectly familiar, from the smell of seawater and tarred rigging to the gentle heave of the deck under his feet, but the essence was gone, and he was a stranger. Other broken sea officers condemned by court-martial might be worse off. Indeed, two had come aboard without so much as a sea-chest between them, and compared with them he was uncommonly fortunate, which should perhaps have been a comfort to his mind. It was none to his heart. Nor was the fact that he was innocent of the crime for which he had been sentenced. Yet there was no denying that, materially, he was well off. His old but beautiful frigate, the Surprise, had been sold out of the service, and Stephen Maturin had bought her as a private ship of war, a letter of marque, to cruise upon the enemy, and Jack Aubrey was in command. She was now lying at single anchor in Shelmiston, an out-of-the-way port with an awkward bar and a dangerous tide race, avoided by the navy and by merchantmen, but much frequented by smugglers and privateers, many of whose fast, rakish, predatory vessels could be seen along the quay. Turning in his mechanical walk on